Good evening and welcome to the Main Coaches Show on the Black Bear Sports Network, live from the Sea Dog in Bangor. John Shields alongside Maine Hockey Head Coach Ben Barr. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Good to see you, John. Was that a new feature there, the whole song there before, or do we do that all the time? I don't remember that.
Done it before. Yeah, all right. Depends on the mood I'm in.
Yeah, that was nice.
Play the song.
Yeah.
We missed you last week. Coach Jason Fortier was here. What was the recap from Coach Forch being here? Did he give you one?
Well, I didn't get fired, and he didn't get fired, so that's good. He must have done a pretty good job because it's twice the amount of people that normally come. So, you know, either that or people want to see Taylor and Albin maybe, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's yeah, good, yeah. Know. Taylor McCarr, Albin boy yeah, here. Round of applause yeah. for the players who are yeah. here with us tonight as we will talk to them here on the Black Bear Sports Network. But Coach Ben Barr is here to recap the weekend that was, and obviously an off weekend for you guys this weekend. But let's go back a couple of games at Alfond Arena. Take us through them.
I thought Friday was just an average effort for us. It was a close game. We had plenty of scoring chances. Obviously 3-2 at the end, and then they get the empty netter. That was a disappointing game because I didn't feel like we had the normal juice that we normally do from game to game. And, you know, we paid for it. And, so it was, I had to regroup on Saturday. I thought we played much better on Saturday. But we still, having a hard time getting, the third goal, fourth goal. It's been a struggle for us to score a little bit here since Christmas. So, a game that ends up, it's 2-1, and then we take a penalty, and we're 6-on-4 for 3 minutes, and they tie it up. So, it was really frustrating. I was really frustrated with it, probably more so than I needed to be. But it's kind of become a bit of a trend for us with, these goals at the end of the game, and they seem like harmless plays, but we're putting ourselves in situations where those things can happen to us, not reacting well to a lost faceoff, not taking away shot lanes, not scoring the third or fourth goal where we're not worried about, we're not gripping the stick trying to make sure they don't score the tying goal. So I was really proud of the way the guys battled through the five-minute major after they scored. And then killing a 4-on-3 for 2 minutes is really difficult. 4-on-3 is much more difficult than 5-on-4. The guys did a really good job with that. Getting an extra point was good. But it was definitely a frustrating weekend. And We have to find that next level. It's not like our team is playing poorly. They're working hard. We're creating, statistically and analytically, we're doing all the things that would lead you to think that we should win the game, and we're not winning the game. So there's got to be a little bit of a mentality shift there when it comes to, putting the puck in the net, capitalizing, and you get a breakaway, 2-on-1s. We've had plenty of those that haven't gone in the back of the net. Our power play has been a little, not for the lack of chances, we're just not finishing. So just back to the basics and keep going.
Talking to Maine Hockey Head Coach Ben Barr, following a weekend where the Black Bears had UConn in Orono, a couple of tough games with the Huskies. Can you maybe dive a little more into analytics-wise, what you're seeing that we wouldn't see on the regular box score that you're happy about or that is a positive thing to see?
Yeah, I mean, there's a million analytics that go out there. We, for basically a couple hours after our game, we have access to every possible statistic, and it's all done through basically AI. Multiple services do it. So a lot of those are predictability type things. When you watch a football game or a basketball game, it's like, you play this game 10 times, what are the chances that you'd win it? And, it doesn't mean you're always going to win or it's always going to be that. But, most games, when it comes to, the quality scoring chances we're giving up versus the scoring chances we're generating, those are really the things that, lead to wins and losses. So, both those games, especially Saturday, we didn't give up much at all. And we generated, probably twice as many scoring chances than they did, and it's still a 2-2 tie, and we're having to kill a 4-on-3 for 2 minutes in overtime to hold on to that tie. So why is that? We're just not finishing when we have to finish. We're not getting to the net well enough. So those statistics are all fine and dandy, and when you tie and lose a game, obviously the statistics aren't telling you the full story.
Talking with Coach Ben Barr here at the, as we wrap up the weekend against UConn. Let's talk about some of the goals, some of our goals that were scored over the weekend. Our Pepsi scoring recap brought to you by Pepsi, official partner of the UMaine Black Bears. One goal I wanted to highlight from Friday, obviously a 4-2 loss on Friday, but Nolan Renwick's coast-to-coast unassisted goal was a tremendous play for Renwick, and obviously he scored on that one at the start of the third, early in the third.
Yeah, that was a... That was a really big play for us. He's been really good the last 3-4 weeks. You know, he's always been a very consistent player for us since you know, in his 4 years here. I think he's found another level, and that's what we're asking from a lot of our players. Obviously, we're still down Linden, who's been a big producer for us for years. Charlie Russell went down on Friday. You know, he didn't play on Saturday. So you're taking out, you know, and that's, and injuries are part of the game. So you're losing some guys that are, you know, guys that are normal producers for you. So, you know, he's been a player that has stepped up and become a consistent force in the game. And, you know, obviously he gets rewarded with it with goals and assists. I think he's having his best year ever right now. But that all comes from his work ethic and, you know, and the, you know, the mental approach to it. You know, so he's been he's been really good, especially since the Christmas break.
Yeah, he sure has. Saturday, a couple of goals. Oscar Komarov scored with almost like a second, 1.3 seconds left on the scoreboard, end of the first period. Just a tremendous play at the last moments of the first period.
Yeah, that was a big goal. That was probably our first period on Saturday was probably the best period we played all week. And we're still down 1-0 with 2 seconds left. You know, I think they had one scoring chance or two scoring chances, and that was kind of a fluky goal that they scored in the first. So it was just kind of a symptom of what we're, you know, we're playing really, really well, and you're still down 1-0. Denver was a little bit like that a few weeks before that. You know, even Lowell, you could say, you know, the first period on Saturday night, I think we had 20-some shots, and it's a 1-0 or a 2-0 game, and probably could have been 4 or 5. So... that was a really big goal for us at the end of the first to go in tied rather than down by a goal. And you know, when you're actually playing really well, so that was definitely a big time goal for us at that point.
Yeah, great goal for Komarov end of the first, and then he's here. Taylor McCarr scored in the third period. We'll ask him about the goal too, but his goal at the 6:12 mark of the third gave you guys the first Maine Hockey lead of the whole series.
Yeah, that was a really really nice play by Holter on the entry, and Taylor one time the puck, which was good, but he didn't see it because Nolan Renwick was standing right in front of the net. And their goalie, especially that second night, played phenomenal, kept him in the game. We probably should have gone up 3-4-1 a couple times, and we didn't. So, yeah, that was a really big goal for us. We needed to get another after that at some point and didn't, and, you know, obviously the ending was the ending.
Yeah, and another play we wanted to talk about here, Ross Mitten had a penalty, a 5 and a 10, so he left the game on Saturday. The indirect contact to the head, game misconduct, was the official call there in the third period. You talked about the penalty kill in overtime, but maybe take us through that play for folks who didn't see it or only saw it happen kind of live one time.
Yeah, it's a tough play because, you know, in hockey you're asking your players to finish hits on your opponent when they have the puck. That's, you know, physical contact is a part of the game and really how you separate the opponent from the puck a lot of times when they have it. So those are the ones in the middle of the ice are very, we've talked about this before, those are the ones that can put you in the, you put yourself in those situations where for something bad to happen like that. That was obviously it's kind of an ugly looking hit. The result of it was bad. You know, I think the player had probably a concussion and, it wasn't, kind of laying there in the ice. That wasn't a pretty sight. And obviously we were thinking about him, but, so I think the end result ends up obviously being part of the penalty that gets called. I didn't, seeing it live is different than seeing it and with 4 different angles, slow motion. Like Ross didn't hit his head. It was more of a, the player was spinning. He had the puck. Ross was coming from kind of a, you know, a 90-degree angle at him, and it just, he hit him in the wrong, you know, basically shoulder to shoulder, but it ended up having him hit his head on the ice, which probably resulted in the concussion there. So, yeah, it's a tough time of the game to take that penalty, obviously. You know, yeah, it's more of a just kind of an awareness thing where you can't have an open ice hit. You know, it wasn't that player at, you know, in that position was probably just going to dump the puck in if he didn't get hit. So
right. It's
a, you know, it's a situation where it's not like it's a desperation penalty. You're trying to keep a goal out. You know, they really had nothing going in the period. We're up by a goal, and all of a sudden now you're killing for 5 minutes straight, trying to hold on to a one-goal lead and then trying to hold on to a tie. So, you know, it changed the whole game, obviously. It's a learning experience for Ross and for all of us. And, you know, it resulted in a one-game suspension, whether that's right or wrong. Right. I won't comment on that. But, you know, it's part of the game.
That was my next question, the one-game suspension for Ross Mitten. The league handed that out earlier this week. Did you anticipate that or just no comment? Which is fine.
Yeah, no, you never know. Yeah. You know, our director of officials does a really good job, Brian Murphy. He's a longtime NHL ref. You know, you kind of, you know, I didn't talk to him about it. You know, he's got it. They review all 5 minute majors for supplemental discipline, and
right.
So, you know, I heard silence for a couple of days and until I think Monday afternoon. So usually when you hear that silence, that's not really a good sign. It's kind of like when the refs go and review something and it takes a really long time. You always kind of like, oh, yeah, that's probably not good. So, you know, I can't say that I think it's the right call, but I'm not going to, it's not going to be a, you know, something that you're going to spend a lot of time on. We got to move on, and nothing I say to him at this point is going to change his mind on it. So,
right. It's, so it's been,
you respect the decision, you move on.
Black Bears off this weekend, so unfortunately Ross has to wait an extra week to serve that suspension until you guys play Northeastern next Friday.
Yep.
Maine Hockey Coaches Show live from the Sea Dog is presented by Hammond Lumber Company, a fourth-generation family-owned company with 22 locations and over 900 employees across Maine and New Hampshire. Log on to HammondLumber.com to learn more. Great crowd here tonight, Coach. As always, fantastic crowd. Yeah, round of applause here at the Sea Dog. If you're not here live in person, you're missing out. Quick break. More with Coach Barr after this. It's the Black Bear Coaches Show from Van Wagner.
A family-owned and operated business serving contractors, homeowners, and do-it-yourselfers since 1953, Hammond Lumber Company has always recognized the value of their team members and the importance of employee satisfaction, appreciation, and recognition. Hammond Lumber provides good pay and benefits along with numerous opportunities for training and professional and personal growth in a positive workplace environment that cultivates a satisfying work-life balance. Hammond is honored to have been named one of the best places to work in Maine for the fourth consecutive year, and Hammond Lumber Company was once again selected as one of the best companies to work for in New Hampshire by Business New Hampshire magazine. Hammond is always looking for great people to join their team. To find your place on the Hammond team, click on the careers link at HammondLumber.com. Hammond Lumber Company, your building project partner, with 22 locations across Maine and New Hampshire.
Ready to score the biggest deal in breakfast? It's waiting for you at Dunkin'. Dunkin' is serving up the ultimate $5 meal deal. Get one medium hot or iced coffee and any two delicious wake-up wrap sandwiches for just $5. Whether you're fueling up for a big day or keeping it casual, this deal has you covered. A smooth, bold Dunkin' coffee paired with two warm, tasty wake-up wraps? Now that's what we call a big deal. Excludes espressos and cold brew beverages. Modifications may be an additional charge. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Exclusive in terms of life.
You'll always get more when you shop at 304 Stillwater Avenue Furniture in Bangor. And during our winter sale, the savings are even greater. We're clearing out the old and bringing in the new with markdowns of up to 50% store-wide. Brand name quality furnishings for your home. Qualified buyers get up to 12 months no interest financing. And don't miss our upstairs clearance section with blowout pricing on select items. Shop the winter sale at 304 Stillwater Avenue Furniture in Bangor, where you'll always get more.
coaches, school administrators, or volunteers, W.S. Emerson can help your team shine before, during, and after the game. They carry the top brands in sports apparel, Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Sportech, and Champion, and can add your school or team logo right in-house. Their online stores make ordering easy. They can even set up online fundraisers with your spirit wear. Your team and fans will stand out in the crowd. Talk with their sales team today to learn more. W.S. Emerson Company and Brewer, your branded product specialists, online at wsemerson.com.
At Old Town Family Dentistry, personalized, gentle, comprehensive patient care is their number one priority. Dr. Ryan Jeffrey and his team at Old Town Family Dentistry are dedicated to providing you with a pleasant visit and results that you will be proud to show off. Their team is ready to help you with questions about scheduling, financial policy, and insurance. Old Town Family Dentistry, online at otfamilydentistry.com or call 827-7179. Old Town Family Dentistry, the official dentist of the UMaine Black Bears.
Live at the Sea Dog here on the Black Bear Sports Network. It's the UMaine Coaches Show presented by Chick-fil-A. Visit your Chick-fil-A location in Bangor today. And Dave's Mechanical Maintenance, the official heat pump provider of the Black Bears. Find them online at davesmm.com. I think Dave is actually here. There's Dave right there, Dave and Renee. Hi, guys. And in the back there, Coach, hiding in the back is the very famous Mike Toole. Mike,
I saw Mike earlier, yeah. The legendary Mike Toole.
From ESPN Plus fame. Yep. Mike is here as well. So after the show, feel free to ask all your hockey questions to Mike as well. He's ready to take them. We are live at the Sea Dog till 7 tonight. Time now to dive into special teams. You talked about it a little bit. Let's talk about the power play and penalty kill. Our special teams report is presented by General Dynamics Bath Ironworks, online at biwcareers.com. Where we sit right now, week off, but how do you feel about power play, special teams, penalty kill?
You know, it's been a bit of a struggle since the break, not because, I think these things kind of all even themselves out. I mean, we had a really hot start on the power play. We were close to 30% in the first half. That would be a really high percentage to keep going at. So, we have, that I think it was especially on Saturday night, we had a 5-on-3 for like a minute there. Those are scenarios you really have to cash in on, and we didn't last week, and it really hurt us. And then they had, they scored a power play goal and a 6-on-4 goal, so they had two, penalty kill or power play goals, hypothetically, on the weekend, and that's kind of the difference in both those games, to be honest with you. They scored one on Friday, and it was a 3-2 game with the empty netter there, but the empty netter doesn't happen if it's a tie game. And then they scored with the goalie pulled and up a player on Saturday. So that's kind of the difference in the game. So we didn't, those things end up being, obviously the special teams, kind of make or break a lot of games as the closer the games get down the stretch. It might not matter as much in the first half, but every game that's a one goal game or a tie game, those tend to be the things that kind of, turn the game one way or the other as the season goes along, and every game we play in down the stretch here is going to be tight.
Black Bear power play right now tied for 10th best in the country, 24.7%. Penalty kill is at 19th in the nation, 83.1%. Do you have a mark before the season that you kind of have, we want to end the year being a top 20 power play, top 20 penalty kill? Do you have any of those kind of goals set before the year starts?
We haven't talked about, but you want to be the best team in everything. So, if we want to be the number one team, we want to be the number one power play team and the number one penalty kill team. Those things are a huge part of the game. So our goal should be to be the best in all those areas. I think we're improved this year over last year. I'm not a stat guy, so I don't spend a ton of time looking at that. I think they're improved, but the trend probably needs to go. The trend probably needs to get better. It's not going the right way right now. So the trend has to go back the other way. So we got to work on it. Spend more time on it. So it's not just the players, obviously. It's us as a staff and how much time we allot to it. So I think we have a week to kind of spend a little more time on some of these situations that maybe are haven't been as sharp in the second half so far.
not a stat guy, but you talked about the combo, the special teams combo earlier this year. So right now your combo is 107.8. Are you happy with that? That's when you add the power play and the penalty kill number together.
I think, you know, if you're over 100, that's that means it's a positive for you. So I think at one point we were in the 110s of some sort, you know, at one point. So, yeah, that if we ended the season at that, good. You know, I think the trend right now is it's been trending the other way, so we have to start going back if we're gonna maintain that or improve it. So that's what we're trying to do.
Talking with Maine Hockey head coach Ben Barr here on the Black Bear Coaches Show live from the Sea Dog. That's our special teams report presented by General Dynamics Bath Ironworks. Coach, injury updates. Is there anything you could tell us? You talked about Charlie Russell briefly. What's the status on Charlie? He missed Saturday's game. Obviously, this week off probably helps him get back on the ice.
Yeah, I think he's a day-by-day. He's an upper body. So you just don't know. He has so many bruises and bumps and bruises this time of year. So really it becomes, you know, can a player tolerate push through the pain that they might have if it's not something that's a surgical thing or whatever, which it's not. So really that's kind of where he's at, and hopefully that week off helps and helps him get as close as we can in a couple weeks to him feeling good about it. Same with Lyndon.
Okay. Lyndon Breen was the next player I was going to ask
you. Yeah, Lyndon is he's actually getting very close to skating, which is great. But it's not like you just put him on the ice and he feels like after the injury that he suffered. It might take a little more time once he gets on the ice. But he's been around. He's been working extremely. I think he's ahead of what we had anticipated today. That doesn't mean there can't be a setback, and that's not guaranteeing that he's going to be playing in 3 weeks. But, he's optimistic and we're optimistic, and it's good to see him getting close to putting those skates back on, which doesn't seem like that long ago, but it's been, what's the date today? The 22nd. So that was like month and a half ago, basically, or at least.
Yeah, before Christmas, right?
Early first week of December or whatever. Or no, that was Thanksgiving.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah. So it has been a while. He's getting closer, and his attitude has been great. And, it's good for him to be around the team, even if he's not playing. And, we're excited about the chance of him. Hopefully, the thought of him being back at some point is for him and for just, what he means to the team and that kind of stuff is pretty neat.
Yeah, he got hurt in that trip to RPI, which was November 30th, December 1st, and he was injured on the November 30th, the Saturday game. That was a Saturday-Sunday. So it was basically the start of December.
Yep.
All right, talking to Coach Barr here, let's transition to some fan questions that have come our way. We have a few for you, Coach. You don't have to mention a specific referee or linesman, but this question comes in. Does Coach Barr have a referee or linesman when he sees them take the ice get nervous? Is there somebody out there when they're reffing one of your games that you go, we're going to have to keep an eye open here? Or
Yeah, there probably is. I'm not going to name a name. There probably is. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the refs, and like I said, Brian Murphy, who's our supervisor of officials, is phenomenal. I think he does as good of a job as anyone in college hockey. So it's just like a coach, for our players. Like having that for the referees, I think makes them better. And ever since, I don't know how many years, 4 or 5, maybe longer now, might be 7 or 8 years, he's been with Hockey East. Every year that it's gotten a little bit better, and there's definitely you get the assignments and Wednesday of every week, and I try not to look because I don't want it to affect my mood or whatever, but there might be one or two that you're going, okay, we're gonna have to bite my tongue this week or whatever, just because but you know what, it is what it is. It's the same for everybody, so.
We have to be a little careful. Mike Toole back there, a longtime linesman in the league, so he's a referee guy. We got to be careful.
Yeah, you can't have him getting in on any of our secrets, but he knows. he gets it.
He hasn't reffed in 25 years. He's over it.
Yeah.
Another question that comes our way. People want to know about you, Coach. Did Coach Barr play any other sports besides hockey growing up? What was young Ben Barr? Were you just a hockey guy, or did you play other sports?
I played a lot. I played baseball. I played as I got into high school. I played hockey. I played soccer for 2 years, and I played golf. Like golf was the other. I played golf in the spring, which was, you know, completely opposite from hockey, you know, the individual sport. And it was just more of a mental, getaway from the hockey season, which is obviously very intense and seems long. So, but I played everything growing up. The only thing I didn't play was, football, because football, and I think I probably like watching football on TV more than any sport. Maybe even including hockey. But I never played it just because it was always kind of overlapping with hockey. You know, same with basketball. Couldn't really do those things at the same time. And I'm a terrible basketball player. So, but I played everything, like soccer, baseball, hockey, golf. What else is there?
Lacrosse, I guess.
We didn't have lacrosse in Minnesota when I was growing up. So that wasn't – I never saw a lacrosse game until I went to RPI and – the year 2000. I didn't even know what it was.
There you go.
Yep.
Another question about you, Coach. Last week I asked Coach Fortier what he does on the bus after a road trip. Saturday night, you guys have won 2 games on the road. On the bus, they want to know, what do you do on the bus? What's a typical Coach Barr Saturday night ride home like?
Well, what was his answer to that? I'd be curious whether he's telling the truth or not.
I think he said he sits back, has a salad, thinks about the game.
Yeah. All right. We're watching the game usually. You can do that. Usually on the ride home from a road trip, you can get through most of the game in the 2 or 3 hours until you fall asleep. You know, we usually get back between 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, depending on where we are. So if you can get through the game on the bus, it gives you a little more time on Sunday to maybe, and that which is important for me cause with the 3 little kids. So,
yeah.
You know, to have some time to spend with them on Sunday and not be watching the game the whole day. So, and then sometimes I listen to a podcast or two. I'm barely into a lot of podcasts these days because I can sit in my bed, put my earphones on when I go to bed, and sometimes just fall asleep to something that's totally opposite of any kind of sports or hockey or anything like that. Trying to get away from it a little bit.
Won't ask you specific podcasts that you listen to unless you want to share, but what's the type of podcast? Is it comedy? Is it true crime?
Like the true crime ones, they're very addictive to me. Mm-hmm. And so I get to down some of the rabbit holes, and then Fortune Elf have to hear about it, and sometimes the players hear, but I ask, you know, they don't seem too as interested as I am, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can go through. Maybe we can add a conspiracy corner here. You can share with us the latest conspiracy.
We could start our own podcast.
We could. Any day you want.
Yeah.
Another question. Lots of young Black Bear fans here, kids that maybe play youth hockey listening or are asking you all the time. What's a tip that you have for young hockey players out there that look up to you guys?
I don't know if there's a tip, and I don't think there's any way to, you know, if you want to play for me and men's hockey or women's hockey or whatever, if that's a goal, just work at it. I don't think there's any right way or wrong way to get to those places. Everyone, we get that all the time. Well, how do we get to, I want to play Division I hockey, or I want to play at Maine, or I want to play, well, all right, well, just be really, put a lot of work into it and be a student of it. And that doesn't mean you can't do other things. You know, I think just being a really good athlete until you're whatever that age might be, 12, 13, 14, and then you're probably going to specialize into something if that's what you really want to do, because you can't be great at everything. Just love it and work at it. And, you know, if that you can ask these two guys that just came in, I'm sure that's how they got where they are. And, you know, so it's, yeah. You know, Taylor and Alvin back there. Everyone's all the kids are back there with them. It's awesome.
Alvin Boya, Taylor McCarr here. So we'll leave plenty of time for them. They have arrived here at the Sea Dog. Quickly, Coach, maybe tell us a little bit about each of these guys. Obviously, you've known them both a long time and both a big part of your team.
Yeah. You know, obviously, Alvin, you know, the second year here, we got him in the middle of the summer, not last summer, the summer before, basically in a we were in a bind because Patrick Berzins, who's here now, was supposed to be here, and he had an eligibility issue, and we couldn't go into the season with, you know, two goalies or one goalie that had experience. So, we did some homework, and Alvin was a name that came to me from a friend of mine We'd never watched him. He was in Sweden. He never played over here. Saw some video of him. Called him 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, he's here. And now he's one of the best goalies in NCAA. So it's, sometimes those type of things just work out. He's a phenomenal kid. He's extremely hardworking, focused. And he just seems to keep getting better and better. And, Taylor, obviously, I have a relationship with his family from my time with his brother at UMass. I was kind of hoping that maybe he would come a year or two before, but obviously he never pushed those type of things. And, he's had a real breakout year for us, this year. And he's a great kid. The family is, second to none. And, we're fortunate to have him here. And he's really kind of, I think he's having, his best year in college hockey. And he's been extremely impactful every game. He's never been a guy that, okay, you're going to get 3 points every single night for, but he's produced because he's of how hard he works on and off the ice, and he's getting rewarded for it. And he's one of those guys I don't think anybody wants to play against on the other team because he's physical, he can skate like the wind, and he can make plays. So it's he's been a surprise, because I really did believe that he was capable of doing this and more, and I think he's just going to keep getting better here in the second half.
Awesome. Looking forward to talking to Albin and Taylor coming up here. Quick look at our Maine Hockey Road Ahead, presented by the Bangor Daily News, providing Maine news, sports, and political information at bangordailynews.com. You guys are off this weekend. Men's team off this weekend, but the women's team is playing at Alfond Arena. There will be hockey games at the Alfond Friday, 6 o'clock, Saturday, 4 o'clock. Maine and New Hampshire, the border battle, presented by Buffalo Wild Wings. So a good chance to get out to the Alfond Friday and Saturday and cheer on the Black Bears as they take on UNH.
Yeah, that's a big weekend for them, and I'm sure a lot of our guys and staff will be there watching and cheering them on.
Yeah, a couple of big Hockey East games, too, for the Black Bears. Supporter battle, Maine, New Hampshire, always fun. It's at the Alfond this weekend, trying to fill the place, fill the Steins this Friday and Saturday as they take on New Hampshire. Quick break. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate
Thanks,
you.
John.
Appreciate
Good to
it. Going to leave time for Albin Boya and Taylor McCarr, our guests here at the Sea Dog. More with them coming up after this break. It's the Black Bear Coaches Show from Van Wagner.
Sea Dog Brewing Company is the place to be and is offering curbside pickup, delivery, and dine-in seating. Check out our new deck overlooking the Penobscot River along the Bangor waterfront. Sea Dog Brewing Company offers delicious pub fare, fresh Maine lobster, over 12 fresh brewed beers on tap, and our all-new hard craft seltzers located at 26 Front Street in Bangor. Sea Dog Brewing Company, proud sponsor of Black Bear Athletics.
Located in Orono, Black Bear Inn is the perfect stop for all Black Bear fans coming to game day. Make yourself at home with a high-quality rustic atmosphere with modern amenities. Black Bear Inn is offering great game day discounts on our fantastic hotel rooms. Just show us your ticket on game day and receive a discount today. Room reservation must be made directly with the hotel. Visit Black Bear Inn Orono for more information.
The better way to a better window, Renewal by Anderson.
Winter's chill is here, and it's the perfect time to upgrade your home with Renewal by Anderson. Whether you're dreaming of a bay window to boost your curb appeal, craving casement windows for better ventilation, or eager to open up your view with sliding doors, we have the perfect solution for you. At Renewal by Anderson, our beautiful energy-efficient windows and patio doors are custom-made for a precise fit and outstanding performance. Choose from a wide array of styles, colors, hardware, grills, and insect screens to match any architectural style. Or we can help you create something entirely new. Start planning your home transformation now. Let Renewal by Anderson make your home cozy and stylish for all the Maine winters ahead. Schedule a free in-home consultation today at rbagreatermaine.com. That's rbagreatermaine.com.
The better way to a better window, Renewal by Anderson.
This year, Versant Power celebrates 100 years of service to customers. The times have changed, but Versant's commitment to providing safe, reliable electricity still holds true. They've helped our communities grow and prosper, powering homes and businesses through the years. Their team is always there when you need them most, in the field and behind the scenes. Then, now, and into the future.
If you're thinking about buying or selling real estate in Maine, call the official home team of the Maine Black Bears. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Northeast Real Estate, the Emily Ellis Team, and CMG Financial. These experienced all-stars can cover all your residential and commercial real estate needs, and they even donate a portion of their commission to the Alphon Fund for every sale. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, get the home team advantage with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Northeast Real Estate, the Emily Ellis Team, and CMG Financial.
Welcome back to the Sea Dog in Bangor. It's the Black Bear Coaches Show. Time now for our player guest segments presented by Oakhurst Dairy. Oakhurst Dairy, kindness, goodness, Maineness. John Shields here. We welcome in Maine goaltender Albin Boya. Welcome back to the show, Albin.
Thank you.
Round of applause for you. Fans here at the Sea Dog, happy to see you. Glad that you're back. You came on the show last year, so it's not your first time here at the Sea Dog. Have you already decided what you want to eat tonight?
I haven't ordered yet, but I think I'll go for the Cajun pasta.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's always the go-to for you guys, Cajun pasta, a popular dish here. Take us through your season. Obviously, as Coach mentioned, the stats are there. You've been playing well. How do you feel personally about this year, where you are right now?
Feel pretty happy. Not like 100% happy, obviously. Should never be satisfied, but so far, solid. I would say solid.
Albin Boya with us here on the Black Bear Coaches Show. So we heard about Ben Barr talk about you. I know the goalies spend a lot of time with Coach Alfie. What can you tell us about kind of the coach he is and the person he is on and off the ice?
Alfie. Yeah, I think he's great. He's really pushing us each day. Like, he's not letting off or being soft on us, which is good because he's preparing us to perform and, get better each day.
How many times do you have to hear about his stories when he was playing at Maine and the things he did?
Not too often about just at Maine, but just in general. He always used to say whatever he used to do, even in his pro career.
Nice. Yeah, we're going to have Coach Alfie down here in a couple weeks, his chance to come on the show. We had Coach Fortier last week. Any funny Coach Jason Fortier stories you could share?
Not on the spot, but he always has something funny to say.
Albin Boya from Sweden. Tell us about your hometown where you grew up.
So Sundsvall is where I grew up. My family lives there and everything. It's nice. It's like a little bit kind of the same as Bangor in size. It's on the ocean. I like it. Between two mountains.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. What's kind of the first hockey memory that you have when you think back to your childhood? What's the first time you remember playing hockey or being around it?
So I got started in like skating school or whatever, like that most kids do in Sweden, or at least where I live, when you're like 5 or 6, and then that kind of progresses into hockey when you're 6 and 7. So it was kind of like a natural transition into using sticks. Like, first you use no sticks and then you kind of move on doing more and more hockey stuff.
Let's talk about your road to Orono. Coach mentioned it in his segment there, but you weren't expecting to come here last year, right? It was kind of one of those things that you had to make that choice to come to Orono. Obviously, it's worked out well for you and Black Bear Nation, but take us through that, your road to getting to Orono.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to play in an all junior hockey, and over the summer, I think most people maybe have heard it or whatever, he said that there were some eligibility issues with Patrick's, and so he couldn't come as he had planned, and so they needed a new goalie, and they wanted me, and I wanted to come, and it worked out.
Didn't take you long to make that decision?
No, I was jumping on that decision instead of spending 1 year playing juniors or get straight into college. It was a pretty easy decision.
All right, Albin Boya with us here at the Sea Dog. Talked about your hometown. Tell us about your family and maybe some of the hockey history in your family.
Well, none of my parents or anything played hockey. My dad played bandy, which is also played on ice, but you use a pink ball, and it's a huge field or huge rink. There's no walls or anything.
A lot more players, too, right?
Yeah, a bunch more players. Kind of like soccer on ice, I would say.
Did you ever get a chance to play that?
No.
Just hockey?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
All right. Anybody else in your family you want to say hi to or tell us about?
I mean, I'll say hi to all of them. I bet my mom will see this, so I'll say hi to my mom.
You always have to
and,
do that.
Grandparents and stuff, but yeah.
Awesome. Let's talk about the fans here in Orono. How much did you know about Black Bear Nation before arriving?
I didn't know too much about the fans, to be honest. I wasn't super knowledgeable about college hockey. I just knew that Maine had like a rich, like used to be a good program and like have a lot of history of being a good program. And I knew about Swayman. So I knew it was going to be a good spot to come in as a goaltender.
Yeah.
And the fans are just like, it's surprising how good they are. Like, I would never have expected them to be the way they are. They're awesome.
We talked about it last week when you guys were at Lowell. It was pretty loud there. Black Bear Nation was at the Songa Center. How does that make you feel when you're in net and you guys score on the other end of the ice and the place explodes when you're on the road even?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I even thought to myself, like, oh, it's almost louder when we scored than their one goal. So that was really cool.
Alvin, let's talk about the young fans here. Have you had the chance to be on the ice, you know, meet the Bears and stuff like that? But with the Black Bear, young Black Bear Nation, who looks up to you guys like you're superstars to them?
Yeah, I mean, we were doing a couple camps in the summer.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of kids for those. And then obviously on the Skate with the Bears as well.
Yeah, it has to be fun to see the younger kids.
Really cool. They're so excited to see us and be part of stuff. So, yeah, really cool.
Black Bears had to go to the shootout on Saturday. What's it like? You're out there all by yourself. You made three saves in a row, though. Round of applause for his shootout performance. Yeah, great job in the shootout. You guys get the shootout win. What's it like when it's just one-on-one, you and whoever they send?
I mean, I just try to be confident, and I feel pretty confident in shootout situations. Just like it's only one-on-one, like they can't pass or anything, can't put a rebound in, so all you got to do is stop the first one.
I think the second the first shooter for UConn took two shots. You didn't look very happy about that.
No, I was talking some trash to him about that, which you probably saw in the video.
Yeah, he took a second shot, which is a no-no, right?
Yeah. No good.
For you guys, you win the shootout 1-0. Harrison Scott's stick broke right in half.
Yeah.
What's the conversation like that in the locker? Does anybody cut? You guys won, so it's not a big deal, but his stick just broke right in half on his shot.
During the play, I didn't see it. I thought like the goalie poked him or something. But afterwards, I heard it snapped. And since we won, everyone just laughed it off pretty much.
Yeah. Good. That's fine. When you win it, you can laugh it off. Taylor McCarr is here with you, Black Bear forward. Tell us about Mr. McCarr and the kind of teammate he is.
He's an awesome teammate, and he's been a huge addition, I feel like. Just a super fast and agile forward. Like, and on the PK as well, he's just a great addition.
Alvin Boya with us here on the Black Bear Coaches Show. As we talk to him, we have some random questions for you. We'll leave you with some random questions. Let's start with chirps. You mentioned that there. This one comes from Barbara here. Wanted me to add this one. Best chirp you've heard. Keep it PG. This is a family show. What's maybe the best chirp you've heard or dished out? Either one.
As a goalie, I try to stay out of the chirps a lot because it can bite you in the ass pretty quickly. But at Lowell, I never said it, but I had a pretty good one. If I wanted to say after the game that it's louder when we score than you score and you're at home ice. So I felt like that one was pretty good in my head.
The best ones are probably always in the players' heads. If you could travel to any fictional world, movie world, book world, where would you want to travel to?
For me, it would definitely be Harry Potter world. I like Harry Potter a lot.
Yeah. That'd be a fun one.
Yep.
Describe this Maine hockey team, this year's Maine hockey team. Can you describe them in one word?
Culture.
Good.
Good.
Good word, culture.
Well, I can add, like, it's a positive culture as well.
Positive?
Just to make it clear.
Good.
It's in a good sense.
A good positive culture. I'm sure Coach Barr would like that word too. You using that word? Favorite pasta dish? Let's go back to food. Do you have a favorite pasta dish?
This from here, the Cajun one.
Cajun chicken. Round of applause for that for the C-Dog Cajun chicken for sure. A last question for you here, Alvin. As we talk to Alvin Boya, final question. You got to pick three teammates. This one might be more involved. Three teammates. Zombie apocalypse is here. Who are the three Black Bear hockey teammates that you want with you so you guys can survive the zombie apocalypse?
I would pick David Brichel because he's just super strong and big and, you know, Yeah, he could probably fight them off.
That's a good one. Yep.
And then Gage Stewart, because he's like into hunting and survival and stuff like that. So he would be a good good addition. And then who would the last one be? Ross Mitten, maybe. He's a big fisherman, so he could get some food for us.
Okay, yeah. That's a good group right there. Albin Boya with us on the show. Thanks, Albin. Appreciate it. Great job. Get your Cajun chicken. We're going to make time for Taylor McCarr to come on the program after this break. It's the Black Bear Coaches Show from Van Wagner.
At Hyundai, we make a big deal about the little things, like the little fact that 9 Hyundai vehicles have earned IIHS top safety picks this year, and offering a little thing called America's Best Warranty, because delivering safety and quality, pretty big deal. Visit your nearest Hyundai dealer today. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now, for a limited time only, get 2.49% APR for 60 months on the Hyundai Tucson. See your local Hyundai dealer today. Offers end January 31st. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Did you know Bouchard Cleaning and Restoration is local, family-owned, and has served Maine communities for over 40 years? Whether you have damages from fire, water, mold, or simply want a deep clean, Bouchard Cleaning and Restoration can help. Cleaning and Restoration offers commercial and residential cleaning and restoration services throughout Maine from Kittery to Fort Kent. Voted Best Cleaning Company and Best Cleaning and Restoration Company since 2015. Bouchard Cleaning and Restoration, the official cleaning and restoration company of the University of Maine Black Bears. Find us online at Bouchard Cleaning.
At Bangor Savings Bank, we believe in hard work and resilience. We believe you must stay true to who you are to reach your highest level of performance. We believe in strength inside and out. We believe in setting, reaching, and sometimes crushing goals. We believe in the determination of all University of Maine athletes. Believe in you. We do. Bank where you matter more. Bangor Savings Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dave's Mechanical Maintenance is the official heat pump provider of the Black Bears, and they specialize in the quality installation of Daikin heat pumps. With over 40 years' experience, you can rest assured the job will be done professionally and affordably. Go ahead and book your free consultation with Dave and Nate Curtis, the owners of Dave's Mechanical, and save your hard-earned cash with Efficiency Maine rebates, tax credits, and 0% financing for qualified buyers. There couldn't be a better time to get a heat pump. Daikin heat pumps from Dave's Mechanical Maintenance. Go to davesmm.com to learn more.
Are you a CDL driver or diesel mechanic looking for a consistent work schedule, great pay, and outstanding benefits? Casella Waste Systems is looking for you. The drivers and technicians at Casella participate in a career pathways program that offers exceptional advancement opportunity, regular merit increases, and safety bonus incentives. Career advancement, steady pay, great benefits, and an exceptional work-life balance. What more could you ask for? Become a driver or mechanic at Casella. Visit casella.com/careers or text CASELLA to 97211 to apply today.
You deserve a clean car. Let Dean's take care of the details. Dean's Detailing has been Maine's auto detailing leader since 1971. Renew your vehicle's appearance. Protect your auto investment. For interior detailing, exterior detailing, and detailing packages, call Dean's today at 945-3016 or book your appointment online at deansdetailing.com. Dean's Detailing. We make used look like new.
Live at the Sea Dog in Bangor, final 10 minutes of the Black Bear Coaches Show, presented by Bangor Savings Bank, where you matter more. Looking for a change for the better? Bangor Savings Bank offers free ATMs worldwide, and their team is ready to help. Stop by Bangor Savings Bank to discover more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Welcoming in number 18, Taylor McCarr. Welcome to the program, Taylor.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, first time here on the show. Happy to have you here. First year with the Black Bears. We'll talk about that. But obviously, how's it been this year for you? How are you feeling about your gameplay so far this year?
It's been great. Just been such an amazing change. The coaching staff and the players have been so welcoming, and I think I'm just trying to do everything I can to, you know, help the team, help the process, and help win a national championship here. So it's been awesome.
Yeah, great to hear. As the fans here cheer you on, how's this fan base been for you? What do you think about this
place? Well, I mean, I first got a taste as the enemy at UMass, and that was daunting for sure, hopping out on the ice. But having you guys behind our back and having the fans out there for us is, like I've said this a couple other times, it adds like 20% to our game and just makes it so much easier to play in front of you guys. And like, you guys are so loud, and it's actually amazing. So can't respect that anymore. It's great.
Taylor McCarr is here with us, first time on the show. Let's talk about hometown, family. Start with your hometown. You're from Alberta, Calgary, Alberta.
Calgary, Alberta, the land of great beef. That's what they say.
Nice. Nice. I didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah, it's a great spot. Obviously, extremely far from here, but I lived there my whole life. Started playing hockey there and stuff, and it's been great to see this side of the continent, but it's a good spot at home there.
Mom and Dad?
Yep, Mom and Dad, they're always been supported, Laura and Gary. They visited here once, and they loved it. They absolutely loved it. They're trying to come back again, but they've always supported me. They taught me how to skate, and I've just been huge role models for my life.
Taylor McCarr, our guest here on the Black Bear Coaches Show, an NHL draft pick, the 2021 NHL draft, a Colorado Avalanche selected. You had that feel when that took place?
That was obviously pretty special, as you know, my brother plays there, so it meant a lot to me. But just going through the process with them, still having communication is great. And overall, that day was awesome, but I want to take that a lot further and see where that goes.
Yeah, obviously your older brother, it was a star at UMass. Black Bear fans remember him with the Minutemen. He's with the Avalanche now. Cale McCarr, what's it like to grow up with him and to see him play, obviously, before you, as a younger brother, he was playing first?
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, just seeing the success he's had and what he's still doing out there is amazing. And I just, every day I learn something from him. We always talk. And he's a great role model for me. So being able to see a guy like that, how hard he works, and just being able to battle with him on the ice or, you know, any time we could compete, like golf or something, is just amazing. And we've been doing that our whole lives, so it's awesome.
Yeah. What was it like when you were telling me before the commercial break, you got to see him play at UMass, you and the family went to watch him play there. What was that like?
Yeah, so that was the first time I actually met Ben Barr. He gave me a tour around all of UMass while he was there. I was on my official visit with the school, and it was a great impression of Ben, and then got to see my brother play as my first collegiate game of watching him, but it was pretty cool, and just seeing that, you know, I'm going to play college one day, which was really cool to see, but it was awesome.
Yeah, Taylor McCarr with us here on the Black Bear Coaches Show. Started his career at UMass here in Orono. Now, just in general sense, transfer portal still fairly new for fans to kind of think about, but obviously an opportunity for you to go, not anything bad about UMass, but come to a place maybe where different opportunities for you. What was that like to decide, okay, I'm going to get in the transfer portal? That's got to be a tough decision.
Yeah, obviously it was really tough, you know, having so many connections back at UMass and having friends, your teammates. So that was a hard decision to make. But at the end of the day, I mean, I knew what Maine had. I knew the connections I had with Benny, and I think I made an amazing choice, and I feel like I should have been here the whole time, which is great. And I think, you know, the staff does everything they absolutely can to help you develop, help you find the player you are. And I've been loving it here so much, and just going back to the fans, it's something else, so it's great.
Owen Fowler played against his former team, Lowell, a few weeks ago. There's still three UMass Maine games on the schedule. Not that you guys look ahead, you go game by game, but have you thought about those at all? They play here once, you guys go there for two.
Yeah, absolutely. You're always thinking of those. I mean, you know, it's going to be competitive for sure. You're trying to prove something, but also you got friends on there that you really want to compete against and, you know, show them what you've done, how you've progressed, and stuff like that. So, yeah, those are marked on my calendar for sure. But it'll be great. It'll be a great experience. And just, you know, keep my head in the game and try to play my game for those.
Taylor, you've been busy here at the Sea Dog talking to folks. Have you looked at the menu yet? Have you decided what you're going to eat tonight? What's on the menu?
I have. I'm going to try out the poutine, the steak tip poutine here, to see how it compares to Canadian poutine.
Okay. That could be tough.
Yeah.
It could be tough. That sounds good. Taylor McCarr with us, our guest here on the Black Bear Coaches Show. Tell us about Albin Boya. He got to talk about you. Tell us about the Albin as a teammate and a guy on and off the ice.
As a teammate, you definitely know Albin's just always going to be prepared. Like, we don't really have to worry about what this guy's doing. What he does his own thing. He's part of the team. We know that he's always going to be prepared. And you know, if we have a breakdown on the ice or something like that, we just know that he's going to be a brick wall there back for us, and we can definitely trust him. I mean, this guy's, people have to be inside to see it, but he works so hard and stays at the rink all night. Like, he's on a different level of compete and focus for sure. But he's an unbelievable teammate, and we're lucky to have him.
Taylor, before you came to before you played college hockey, maybe take us through kind of your journey before. Where did you play? What were some of the stops you made before before entering Division I college hockey?
Yeah, so all my minor hockey was done in Calgary, Alberta. Then moved away from home, I believe when I was 17, to Brooks, Alberta in the AJHL. Right after that, went to UMass. And then obviously last year, this is my last year here for senior year, which has been great. I wouldn't change anything. I've learned a lot. I've had a lot of great coaches. So it's been great.
You played a ton of games with the Brooks Bandits, over 100 games. What was it like playing with that organization?
It was awesome. They're doing extremely well still. They just have a very professional atmosphere type of junior team. The coach, Ryan Papuano, was great and did a lot of stuff, you know, to help develop a lot of players. A lot of great players have gone through there, and they're just getting more and more. So that's been a hot spot.
Off week for you guys, no games this weekend. Maybe you can give us kind of the keys to a successful weekend off. What do you guys need to do to kind of have a success when it comes to getting ready for next weekend?
I think just keep our head in the zone. I mean, you know, the last few games, the outcome hasn't been how we wanted. But I feel like just getting back to practice, everything we can do to get better and everything we can do to focus our minds on, you know, the next week or next games is just staying in the moment and trusting the process for us.
You guys back in class yet? Second semester's kicked off. You back in there?
Yep, back in class. Started yesterday. It's been going well.
Any fun classes you're looking forward to?
I'm actually in a history and comics class, so that'll be interesting. We'll see.
History and comics. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Taylor McCarr with us here on the Black Bear Coaches Show. Final minute of the show. Let's go to our five random questions. We asked these to Alvin Boya. Let's throw them at you, Taylor. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay. Best chirp you've ever heard or delivered? Kind of the best chirp? Obviously, PG chirp.
Yeah, there's a few chirps out there I've heard, which I can't say on here. But, you know, to me, I guess I'll get a few good ones about my brother and, you know, stuff like that. So I've heard some good ones about those.
Fictional world. Is there a fictional world that you would like to live in?
I just finished watching Harry Potter series for the first time, so that would be pretty cool. But I'd say maybe Star Wars.
One or the other, right? Yeah. It's got to be one or the other. Can you describe this hockey team, this year's Black Bear hockey team, in one word?
Driven, I would say.
Good word. Good word. Yeah, round of applause for that. Alvin had a good word. Culture, driven is a good word, Taylor. Favorite pasta dish, number one pasta dish for Taylor McCarr?
Jeez, maybe just a classic, meatballs and spaghetti. Just a classic.
Classic. Final question. We asked Alvin this. It's the zombie apocalypse. You need three teammates with you to survive zombie apocalypse. He took David Brazil, Gage Stewart, and Ross Mitten. So those guys are off the table for you. You have three teammates that you'd want to be with in a zombie apocalypse.
I'm going to go first with my line mate, Nolan Renwick. He's got all the tools. He's a big guy.
A farm kid?
Farm kid.
Can't go wrong with Nolan?
Nope. Lyndon Breen, just because, you know, he'd keep things light. He's a great guy. He's just awesome. He'd be a fun guy to hang around in a zombie apocalypse. And then for the last one, I'll go Albin. Albin would be trustworthy.
Albin, nice.
Very trustworthy.
He didn't pick you, but you picked...
It's all right. You know what? Someone's got
to
do it.
Who's driving back to campus? Yeah. That's the question.
Exactly.
Come on, Albin.
Staying here.
Taylor McCarr, round of applause for Taylor joining us here on the show. Great to have you here in Orono. It's been fun to watch you play for the Black Bears. Looking forward to the rest of the year.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
I want to thank Alvin Boya and Coach Ben Barr. That will do it for our show tonight here from the Sea Dog. I'm John Schultz. Thanks for tuning in to the Maine Coaches Show on the Black Bear Sports Network, live from the Sea Dog in Bangor.